Kenny Campbell, just kidding, I'm David Clark, C-L-A-R-K, date of birth is March 8th, 1950. I saw Mr. Clark today, who is a 62-year-old male with Hashimoto's thyroiditis, multinodular goiter, and hypogonadism since 2010. He was kindly referred by Dr. Pinzon for the evaluation of an elevated free T4 level that was discovered in September of 2012. The patient also has asthma, hyperlipidemia, chronic constipation, diabetes, and hypogonadism. On review of his blood work, the patient's TPO antibodies were checked in September of 2012, and these were elevated at 133, suggesting Hashimoto's thyroiditis. His free T4 level at that time was 3.18. Notably, the patient was on levothyroxine therapy while he was being treated here in our clinic by Dr. Tan. He was on levothyroxine 50 micrograms daily. The patient is unsure if he was on this medication in September of 2012 when his free T4 level was elevated. Denies any tremors. He does report dry skin and brittle nails. He reports decreased energy levels at times. However, this is pretty infrequent. He has chronic constipation and takes Metamucil regularly. He denies any radiation exposure to his thyroid gland. He endorses heat intolerance. Plan number one for his multinodular goiter, we will order a follow-up thyroid ultrasound to assess and delineate his thyroid goiter, compare it to the previous study. Number two, for his hypogonadism, we will check a current free and total testosterone level. Number three, for his Hashimoto's thyroiditis, I will check a current TSH, free T4, free T3 level. I will also check a thyroid-stimulating immunoglobulin level. I will see the patient back next week for follow-up to review the results of the labs. Thank you for allowing me to participate in his management. Please CC Dr. Pinzon.